AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden's infrastructure proposals are moving along parallel tracks in Congress. A bipartisan group of senators working swiftly through the day to shore up a $1 trillion plan to cover so-called traditional infrastructure, bridges, roads, ports, high-speed internet, and the like. Senate Democrats, meanwhile, say they have reached a budget agreement amongst themselves that envisions spending an enormous $3.5 trillion over the next 10 years. That plan includes climate change, health care, and family service programs. President Biden says changes being made at the state level to voting laws are being made for the wrong reasons.
The big lie is just that, a big lie.
In a speech in Philadelphia, Biden says Republicans are making the changes because of former President Donald Trump's incorrect claims of voter fraud.
You don't call facts fake and then try to bring down the American experiment just because you're unhappy.
Texas Republican legislators trying again to change the state's voting laws. Democrats in that state House breaking the quorum, leaving to prevent Republicans from passing the restrictions. Vice President Kamala Harris meeting with them in Washington.
Defending the right of the American people to vote is as American as apple pie.
GOP leaders in the Texas House have asked state troopers to find the missing legislators and arrest them if they have to and bring them back to the state capitol. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows the coronavirus curve is rising again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks, driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant, continued low vaccination rates in some places, and a 4th of July holiday. All but two states, Maine and South Dakota, reported case numbers going up in the past 2 weeks. This is AP News. As demonstrations continue in Cuba, the Biden administration is warning Cubans they should not try to cross to the U.S. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the unrest on the communist island may trigger some Cubans to try to take to the seas to emigrate to the United States.
To those who risk their lives doing so, this risk is not worth taking.
Mayorkas, whose family fled the Cuban Revolution in the 1960s, says the Coast Guard's watching the Florida Straits for signs of immigration activity and ready to interdict if needed.
If you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States.
He says the U.S. so far has not detected any surge of migrants from Cuba or from Haiti, where the assassination of the president has created a volatile political situation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.